This is KUOW News. I'm Jamala Henderson. Seattle area elected officials are pushing back against President Trump's immigration-related executive orders that were signed today. Among other things, the president signed an order that would withhold some federal funds from local governments if those localities don't communicate with federal officials about a person's immigration status. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray pushed back on that today at a press conference outside of City Hall.
You know, we spent a lot of time during the election talking about the terrible things that might happen. The last 5 days have proved that it's going to happen. I'm willing to lose every single penny to protect those people.
That could be as much as $75 million. The city's annual budget is about $5 billion. Under city law, Seattle police do not tell the federal government about a person's immigration status, with a few exceptions. King County officials are also blasting today's immigration executive order. Sheriff John Urquhart is defiant.
We don't ask somebody about their immigration status. We don't ask for a green card. We don't ask for anything like that. And that policy is not going to change.
Urquhart says the reason is simple.
If people are afraid that if they cooperate with the police, they're going to be deported, they're not going to cooperate with the police, which means they're not going to call 911, they're not going to be good victims, they're not going to be good witnesses for us so we can solve crimes.
And Urquhart says his office gets few federal dollars, so Trump's executive order carries little weight. But Trump also promised to hire 10,000 more federal officers to enforce immigration laws.